A group of Utah lawmakers is taking up the fight to stop President Obama from declaring a new national monument in Utah. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
Dozens of people attended a hearing at the state capitol on Wednesday wearing T-shirts that said, "Protect Bears' Ears." But Republican members of the Commission on the Stewardship of Public Lands took the opposite position. They passed a resolution objecting to the use of the Antiquities Act to create the rumored monument in southeastern Utah. GOP lawmakers bitterly recalled how then-President Bill Clinton created the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument 2 decades ago. Republican Representative Mel Brown says it's time for the legislature to take a stand.
After we get snake-bitten once and we recognize this possibility, then we decide we better take some proactive action. That's what we're doing here.
The contentious discussion included comments from San Juan County Commissioner Rebecca Benally, who's also a Navajo. She wants Bears Ears protected as a national conservation area managed by locals, just like Congressman Rob Bishop's Public Lands Initiative is proposing.
And I'm here to tell you that a national monument will be a devastation for my Utah Navajo grassroots people.
The national monument idea is backed by a broad coalition of Native American leaders. Cynthia Wilson is a University of Utah graduate student and a Navajo. She said 6 of the 7 Utah Navajo chapter houses have voted for a 1.9 million acre national monument that includes Bears Ears Butte and numerous sacred sites. Wilson said it would be historic because members of 5 tribes would manage it.
We do have a history of broken treaties, but this is our time to make a difference by working together in co-managing the land and protecting our sacred site.
After all the protesters left, the resolution passed over the objections of the commission's 2 Democrats. A few hours later, Republican Governor Gary Herbert added the resolution to the agenda for a special session that's scheduled for next month. Judy Faze, KUER News.